then also to meet friend Marco, who helped fixing the floors and the altar, Narayana Center in Madrid. So came to Nalanda to talk. So he went to Lauto, he went to Solukhumbu, he went to Solukhumbu, Lauto, Kapan, and so he helped the different monasteries, Kapan Nunnery, and different. So he's been there already, Solukhumbu, I think, two times already. So he came to meet me. He met Lama Rindu, Kapan Monastery Abbot. So he came to discuss. He came to meet me at Nalanda. Nalanda in France, so the monastery. So, yeah, we talked to his ideas. Many different projects. So here's one of the staff that helped raise a fund for Catholics, right? So very successful sort of thing to the same idea to help. So you can discuss to help FMT. So it can discuss. So anyway, so I came to meet Marco, and so yesterday we had a good time to meet Lama, and then also today, I thought to meet, you know, a student here, so just to say hello. Just to, you know, so since I'm here, so I thought I'd to meet her, say hello. You say hello to me, I say hello to you. So that, so that's it. So recent time we did the, we tried to do 100 million Omani Peme Hung at the Vajukini, the retreat. So they do Yamataka retreat every year, I think. They mentioned that, but if you do Yamataka retreat, then many people cannot attend, especially who have received the Yamataka initiation cannot attend. So Raja thought his idea is maybe to do 100 million Omani Peme Hung retreat. So it was, as a so then they organize everything, and that's the first time one had recited 100 million mantra in Europe. You see, Australia, we did Australia maybe 8 years ago. How many years ago? So I think maybe 8 years, something around maybe 10 years. Something around, but never finish, never get done 100 million. Because this, basically the sanghas, they're the main one who does for 1 month. Then the outside people come, not so many. They come just 1 day, 2 day short, and not, I don't know what it is, whether they really do not understand the benefits of, really disguise the benefit, chanting the mantra, you know, disguise the benefit, the merit, and the unbeliever need karma collected from beginningless his birth and get purified. Unbeliever, say. By just chanting even one with the bodhicitta motivation, you know, even one, disguise the merit you collect. Even without bodhicitta, unconscious merit, you know, like the number of the dust of this earth or the like ocean system. So it's everything, so, and especially to double compassion. You know, compassion to numberless helpings, hunger ghosts, numberless animals, numberless human beings, numberless surus, asurus, individuals, all those who are unbelievable suffering. So to, you know, to think of them, you know, this being aware of their suffering, they need help. So you see, to develop compassion, and to see, to taking responsibility to liberate numberless, to liberate numberless helpings, hungers, and all numberless, you know, Nigerians. So to liberate them from oceans of samsara suffering, and bring them to, not only to liberation, but to bring the full enlightenment, is to develop compassion. So the most important thing, you know, most important thing for all sentient beings, most important thing in this world. There's global problems, you know, global problems, because of global warming, global problems, and then there country problems. There's so many problems. So, and war and, you know, many things. Then sicknesses. You see, so many people dying. Not like before, you know. All times, you see, now, so many people dying so fast, you see, by cancer. You know? You can never tell. You see, you are healthy, you know, you think you're okay. You believe others okay, but suddenly the person, cancer, and then you see, like that, life-threatening disease, and you see. So that, and then, not only cancer, but many other, you know, many other life danger. So anyway, so for everything, economical problems, for everything, you know, it's ultimate, you know, the real answer is compassion for everything. For everything is compassion. So, if you have compassion, if you have compassion to others, then also wisdom can be developed, because you want to help others. To help others, you need wisdom. You know, you need wisdom. Whatever activity you're going to do to help others, of course, you need the wisdom of that. But besides that, you need to have Dharma wisdom. You need to have Dharma wisdom. Otherwise, you're totally ignorant the result of your actions. You see, what result does action bring? Happiness or suffering? Totally ignorant. You see. So you think you're doing for happiness, but actually your action becomes only negative karma. You see? Or a non-virtue. So much of the life, you know, lack of understanding Dharma, lack of understanding mind, lack of understanding Dharma, lack of understanding mind, and the action of the mind, you know. Lack of understanding that, you know. There, all the different mind, different thoughts, that it affects suffering, that it affects happiness. You know, all that, the karma. So, not having that education, not having that knowledge, you know, then make so much mistakes. You think your hope is happiness, but all the actions become like karma, not virtue. So the whole life becomes like that. You see, so same as the ants, same as the worms, you see. I mean, they say, the animals, forest, you know, like the tigers who are living on another animal, not eating another alive, another living, another pity, you know, pitiful living deers or those zebras, or the, you know, those cows, or them, they don't harm, they, you know, those animals, even they don't harm others. They, And like deers, they're vegetarian, you see. They don't eat other animals, deer. So many of these zebras, you know, then the tiger, you see, they have to live on there. I say, they have to live by eating other animal living alive, you see. So anyway, so I say, you know, worms, ants, or whatever. So they also, they keep ants. The ants is busy. The ants, so busy. You know, it's for happiness. Everybody's so, all the ants so busy running up and down. There are many towers, you know, many towers in the city. they get in the kitchen. They get in the kitchen. For the, so they can find it. So they're so busy, so, you know, all that thing. So that the mind create everything. The mind create this world. The mind create this world. You know, human mind, our mind create this world. Our mind created this world, okay? Oh, this human world, our mind created. Our collective, you see, so many people, so many human beings who, you know, who were born in the dead, collective karma, you see. So, came from the mind, the whole world came from the mind. So when there's no more sentient being, karma, you see, to be born, to live in this world, then that time the world ends. This world end that time. They completely see, become empty. Yeah, this completely become empty. And say like that. This one is not, I'm not talking about emptiness. This one, I'm not talking emptiness. I think this explained in the text, or maybe Abhidhamma Kosha or something. One great eon, you see, nothing happens empty. Then take another one great eon to evolve the world. Then after completing then one great eon, that animals, all the different living beings who are, you know, living this world, you see, so that where they don't have karma, so then the world ends. Okay, all right. What I was saying before? So compassion. Compassion is the cause of long life. You know, if you have compassion, why? Why? Because if you have compassion, you serve others, you help others, you know, for the sick person, you see, give medicine. I mean, you see, people need food, clothing, they need a home. How you see, those also cause a long life. When you're compassionate, you always, you think of others, you always help, whatever you can. So it's always a cause of your long life. And a cause of long life. And and you see, we have animals. Or, you know, when we see insect draw in the water, or attacked by other worms or ants, we try to help. So, or attacked, you know, by cats or some, you know. Anyway, so try to save their life from being killed. So that becomes, I say, because you cause some of the sentient beings to have long life. So it affects, even though you don't want long life, but it's your karma, your action affects to you. It affects long life. So if you don't want long life, okay. So action, because you know, the action has is dependent arising. So your action saving somebody, causing somebody a longer life, it affects to your life, you know, long life. Yeah, if you don't want to see. So you know, when you have compassion, every day you're alive. Every day you're alive, you know, you do give so much help. I mean, a human being, no question, every day life, you know, help. The animals, insects, you help. Only compassion. Even if you don't have actual realization of compassion, but just some compassion, see? always try to help. If some good heart, always try to help. So good. That life's so good. That life's so wonderful, so beautiful. So wonderful, beautiful. That's great. And that person, yeah. Then that person, see, that person, then you see, naturally achieve so much happiness, satisfaction, joyful, joy, especially joyfulness, fulfilling, you know, your heart is fulfilling your heart. Your heart's fulfilling, you see. Not just satisfaction, peace, no, fulfilling, you know, and a choice, you know. Oh, I'm able to offer that, offer service, cause happiness to others. They feel much happier, joy, you see. Your life feels the joy, you know, like that, you see. So every day like that, you get so much opportunity. If you have compassion, you see, good heart. So it makes life meaningful, worthwhile, you know. Every time when you help somebody, it makes your life meaningful. Born a human being, you see, each time when you do that, makes your life meaningful, you know, for that. Mm. You see, you made your life beneficial for others. Each time when you do that, your life becomes meaningful. Purpose to born as a human being, not worthwhile, beneficial, you see, not useless, not harmful to others, especially, you see. Cause of long life, you see. So those human beings who are living very long life, generally, it seems to me, in the East, if you compare East and the West, what I see is, East is, the life is shorter. Who is able to live 100, more than 100 in the West, there are many more who are able to live more than 100. I think in recent time, one month ago, I think, one who was 113, who was over 113, he died, passed away, under one mother. Man, remember? 113, 100, who's over 113. Yeah, I think United States. There are more people in the West, who live, whose life live longer than what they are, more than 100 of them. Now become, of course, less and less, you know, less and less. Yeah, generally seems that, so I say, but of course, you see, this is the result from the past life, it's a good karma. It's a result of past good karma. I don't know how many lifetimes ago, maybe a billion, zillion, trillion lifetime ago, or life before this, you see. So, did some good for others, for other beings' life, caused them to stop harm, caused others long life, or like that, you see. Mm. So, like that. Who has devotion to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, you know, then, like offering cake, offering food, that's for the long life. Offering food to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, offering food, you know. So there's eight offerings. The last one's before the music. Before the music was a food offering. Arga, Bandha, Pura, Diva, Aloka, Shatta, Ninde, food. Before that, the scented water. Visualized all the, so no poverty. Mm. Result, then there was, of course, when you become Buddha, then you see, without slightest effort, you see, skies of the nectar offerings, such a purest, you know, the food nectar offering. So, like that, you see, you say, opportunity to experience. However, so also long life. Besides, you see, besides the last two benefits, it's liberation from samsara and fully enlightenment for that. So the light, then light offering, you see. What is it?
No,
I'm sorry. I just said that it was not on. that meant for the future. Anyway, so light offerings have therefore long life. So it has many other to achieve a very clear mind and to develop your Dharma wisdom. The light offering is a very important benefit to develop Dharma wisdom and clairvoyance. So if you have clairvoyance, you know exactly what the problem of the person has. You can read others' mind so that you know exactly what method, what to say, what exact word to say, you know, what exact method to reveal, you see, you know exactly. So you see, you can benefit it's unbelievable, you know, so much. Even you haven't achieved omniscience, but just achieve clairvoyance. You see, even you have just clairvoyance, you see, that say, even you haven't achieved, you know, that exalted part of meditation and normal learning, you see, the rising part of meditation. Even you haven't achieved those part, see, if you clairvoyance, well, you know so much. I say so much less mistakes. You can offer unbelievable opportunity. You offer so much benefit. You can help others much deeper, you know, without mistakes, without problems. So anyway, yeah. So you can see future. You can see you're in my past. You can see future. So you know what to do exactly. So in the case of economic problems, in the case of business, or the in the case of healing people, in the case of your own life, to develop, how is that? However, from life to life, and to develop, and then to be liberated from oceans of samsara suffering, and teaching life. Okay. So anyway, of course, as a Buddhist, of course, they make an offering to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Oh, there are so many what you can do. You know, so many good karma. You know, so many what you, unbelievable, so easy and so powerful what you can do. You know, full. Not that, you see. So, however, well, even without that, just compassion. You see, then you see, compassion. If you have compassion, also compassion, also you will have long life. Healthy life. Healthy life. Because of compassion, you see, you don't harm others. So therefore, you don't harm others and abandon harming others is a virtue. And none of that, you do so much benefit to others, help, you know, to others. So that, see, so you see, so much benefit, what you, not only stop giving harm is a virtue, don't try that helping others. So there's so much you create good karma that you, for being healthy, okay? Even psychologically, how is that? Logical reason, you see. For example, when you're not practicing Dharma, so you follow your mind, you follow your emotion, negative emotions, okay? So selfish mind, and so you follow selfish mind, then anger rises, attachment rises, you know, those things. It's jealous mind rises, okay? Oh, anger, ill will, all these other negative thoughts rises, okay? And then they need to harm others, you know? it hammers. So much, you know, hammers. But with speech, with the mind, with the body, you know. I say, you interfere others to have success in business. Others' wishes for happiness, you interfere to not have, to not happen. You say, unbelievable, so much. You say, the daily life, you know, animals, the human beings, animals. Okay, so see, when the mind lives with selfish mind, when anger, all this rise, you know, attachment to the life and all that. So therefore, you see, your life, is not a world, is not a living another world, another hallucination with all this hallucinated mind. So there's constantly harm others, okay? Oh, constantly, see? So now when your mind, you see, your compassion, living with compassion, you see? You know here, when your mind is living with compassion, you see, it's there, compassion is there. Do not want others to suffer. Do not wish, do not want others to suffer, okay? So that's the definition of compassion. The great compassion is when you take responsibility on yourself, free others from suffering, you know? So that's great. When you take responsibility to free the numberless sentient beings from oceans of samsara suffering and cause karma and delusion, that's great compassion. So the general compassion is that you see, wishing free others from suffering. Okay? So anyway, that's natural compassion. So when your mind is in natural compassion, you see, then anger does not rise. You know, anger does not rise. You see? Then you see. So generally speaking, you see, anger does not rise. The jealous mind. You see, causing obstacle others to have success, others' wishes for happiness to not happen, you see. So all these things, so, you know, with the attachment and with the substitution to all this, so much harm to others' happiness, you know, others' wishes, stops, doesn't happen. So compassion, then you live your life, stop harm others. Stop harm others. That's the first thing. Second thing, help others. Can you imagine? Your life is totally different. Totally in a different way. It's the happiest life. Most meaningful life. So see, and even in your daily life, always, you know, even you're not Buddhist, but because of compassion to others, you know, the animal people, so you create good karma, you know, constantly good karma, or in one day, you see, so many times you create good karma with a sincere heart helping others. Okay? So it's you see, so much opportunity to create good karma, cause of happiness. See. Maybe I'll summarize now. I'll tell you one thing. What is the cause of success? The cause of success, how to have success in life. Every day in our life, whenever you are able to fulfill the wishes of somebody, animal or human being, fulfill wishes for happiness, say, animal or the, we don't see predators at this time. Some people see, who have a particular eye, they can see spirits, you see. But we see the animals and the animals who are around us, and then the human beings, see. So devils who don't see at the moment. However, you see, so when you, When you accomplish wishes of happiness for somebody, see, when you do that, when you're able to do that, oh, that is the cause of happiness. That is the cause of your success. Not just one time success. No, you are completing somebody's wish for happiness. One time. So that karma has effect. Hundreds, thousands of lifetime to have success. You see, for example, it is said in the teachings, Ayadeva's, you know, teaching, the commentary of the 400 stanza of Madame Middle Way View. So, in the commentary of that, if you cheat one sentient being, then you will be. If you cheat one sentient being, means one time. You're not talking about, you know, cheat all the time. One time. So then you will be cheated. As a result, you'll be cheated by others 1,000 lifetimes. You'll be cheated by others in them 1,000 lifetimes. So why? You see, that's the nature of the karma. The four outlines of karma. Karma is a definite, you see, the good karma, achieve a result of happiness. As long as that good karma didn't meet, as long as that good karma is not destroyed by anger and heresy, didn't meet the obstacles, you see, then definitely you will achieve the result of happiness from that. If you create the good karma, definitely you achieve a result of suffering, no matter how long, no matter billion, zillion, trillion, numberless trillion, eons of harm in the tech, never get lost. No matter how small it is, the karma, you will definitely experience the result of the suffering. So as long as that the karma hasn't been obstacles, you know, not purified through perfect karma. By as well as the path or through confession, not purified. Through perfect confession, not purified. Then you see, even numberless trillion, zillion years last, the results never get lost. The suffering will experience in time when it's ready. You see, to experience that, okay? So now the second outline of karma is karma is expandable. So one karma result you experience many times in one life, or many hundred thousands of times you experience. So now here, what Ayadeva, great, one of the six ornaments, those who did, like sunshine in this world, who did great benefit to sending me teaching Buddha, you see, attaining path and then explaining Dharma, you know, composed, you see, to send them in. So, like that, see. So, even cheat one, you'll be cheated 1,000 lifetimes as a result by the same thing. So, therefore, so that, you see, so the result, the result in the experience, many hundred thousand long times like that, you see. So therefore now, karma is expandable. So if you plant one small seed in the ground, then huge tree grows. Huge tree, see, and then branches, thousands of branches there. So 500 in India, that trees 500 horse carriage, 500 horse carriage is covered by the branches of tree, you know. When India hot, very hot, comes, so they keep it, you know, under the shadow of the tree, under the branches of trees. See? There's one particular tree has like this, so I don't remember the name. It's more than that, you see. Inner karma, you see, expandable more than outside those trees, crops, all sort of that, you see. So therefore now here, if you do, so now here, if you do one, maybe I'll finish the last two outlines. So, laying over lips. Third outline is, if the karma is not created, the result won't be experienced. Then the fourth outline is, karma that was done, never get wasted. And no matter how many billions, zillion, trillion years tax, never get lost. You see, no matter how small need karma, never get lost. If you didn't meet the obstacle, then you see, you definitely experience result, the happiness or suffering, whatever, you see. So therefore now here, you know, helping somebody, a person or animal, whatever, fulfilling wishes of that person's happiness. You see, that act, that one act of helping, the result, you have success. You experience success for, you know, 100,000 lifetimes. You see, like that. So we have to understand that. This is how the action, how your action affect to your life, to your mind, to your life. You see. Like that. Like that, you see. For example, there's seed. You know, you plant that seed of that flower. You know, you plant. Grows that. Leaves like that, you know, design leaves, you know, like that. You know, leaves. You see the leaves there, and the flower like this, and there's many small ones. So many small ones. You see, so many small ones. So, and it fits very well. The leaf and the flower fits very well. You know, you see, any flower, I mean, fits. It fits. Fits very well. You know. The flower and the leaf, when you see the nature, it fits. You know, very interesting. But it's a result of our mind. Whoever see the flower, is not independent. It's not truly independent. So, insects or the people who see the flower, see who, sense contact. Based on the mind. So you plant the seed of that flower, okay? So from that seed, all this comes, you know. You see all that details, all the little leaf, little shape of the flower, amazing, you know. Can you imagine? And you look at the backside of the flower. You look at the backside of the flower. There's a lot of art there. There's a lot of art, you know. So this is really amazing. It's not made by somebody with the hands. It's not made by somebody's hands. No. You see. Then who decide that? Do you know who decide that? Do you know who decide the design? Do you know who decided the design? Who decided the design? Who makes the design? Oh, this is very interesting. That's very interesting to meditate, to check. See, I find very interesting, very very interesting. So all these are all this, see. So when we see, so how many of us we see this flower, how many people see the flower, or ancestors live on that? Okay, so it came from our mind. That's, you know, came from our mind. Yeah. Came from our mind. You see, it's subtle karma. You see, what is the cause of that live like this, design like this? What is the cause of that? You know, live, design like this, and then that shape like this, so small, shape like this. What is the cause of that? Understand? So those are subtle karmas, subtle karma, gross karma, subtle karma. Of course. So you know, while the world of flower is not dead, you see, I mean, with colors, okay. So that our sense contact that. So that's you know, something nice. So if you find nice, if you see nice, not ugly, nice, then they come from your good karma. Okay. If you see ugly, something you don't like, you hate, something terrible, come from your need karma. Come from your need that person need karma. Okay. So basically, who created? By your karma. Anyone who sees us, our karma created that. Our karma created that. All the design, all the things, our past good karma created that. Okay? All the design. So it's there. But to go into details, what's the cause of the leaves like this, why flowers so tiny in shape like this, those tiny in the details, cause of that is subtle karma. Similar to the butterfly, butterfly wing has so many color, design. All those are cause of each of those designs is the subtle karma. So, like that, similar mentioned the peacock, you know, those different colors, those cause of those, to, the karma of each of those details is a subtle karma mentioned, so same. So like that. So by planting a seed, you see, that seed of that, then you grow like this. So that's the nature. That's the nature, you see. So the ascendant is karma, and then you see the seed. By planting the seed, then grow like that. That's the nature, you see. You see, the seed has that power to bring, produce like this. You see? Our system is karma, and the seed has the power to produce that, okay? So now same, the action what you do has that effect. Action what we do with the words, action what we do. So helping somebody one time, causing happiness to somebody, fulfilling somebody's wish for happiness, or cause success to you for 100,000 lifetimes, okay? So I'm talking about the power of the action, what the action, or our action effect. I'm talking about that. I'm using that as a seed, all this interesting flower. I'm using that example. Seed has the power. So similar, action has power. So, okay? So, yeah. So, anyway, I should finish. What about?